Blog Talk Radio.
Eyelids open, Washington's most powerful podcast in the area. We do this every morning at 10 o'clock. We talk about relationships, businesses, and things to make your life better. It's called Pulling Your Eyelids Open. This morning we have a special guest on our newsmaker line, the one and only Peggy Morris. She's the founder and president of Sister for Sisters Network Incorporated. I want to thank our sponsors for coming on the show and sponsoring the show. Tori's Restaurant, 700 V Street Northwest, is one of the awesomest restaurants around, and they've been in business for over 40 years, doing what's necessary to make people in the Washington metropolitan area have soul food. Soul food is a big staple in this area, and if you don't understand the power of soul food, then you don't understand Tori's Restaurant. Tori's Restaurant is one of the biggest, awesomest restaurants around. So we want to thank Tori's Restaurant for being one of our major sponsors of all time. Again, we're waiting for Peggy Morris to come on. She's on our line, our newsmaker line. We're celebrating 45 years of publishing. We've been doing this over 45 years, and it's nothing short of being a publisher in this area for 45 years. It's not an easy task, but it's something that we enjoy, that we really, really look forward to doing. And basically, being involved with the magazine for 45 years is one of a kind thing to do. So spread the word that we're celebrating 45 years of publishing. Be There Magazine is celebrating 45 years of publishing in the Washington metropolitan area, and we're looking forward to doing more of what we call entertaining an aspect of publishing. Welcome aboard. This is Peggy Morris. Peggy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Peggy, you're on the air.
Peggy, you're
on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Peggy. Can you hear us? Peggy. Peggy, you're on the air.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, Peggy, go ahead.
Hold on. I'll call you back. Oh, my goodness.
We're waiting for Peggy Morris to come on the air. We're having some technical difficulties. She's not on the air at this time.
She's coming.
We've had some difficulties, but Peggy Morris is a fantastic woman as far as the DJ magazine and as far as what she does in the area as far as helping women. Peggy, you're on the air. Go ahead. Peggy, you on the air. Go ahead. Peggy, you on the air. Peggy, you on the air. Go ahead. Peggy,
good morning.
You on the air.
Good
go
morning.
Ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Peggy.
Yes.
Peggy.
Don't know how to do it.
We had some difficulty getting you on the air. Welcome aboard, Peggy. This is an honor and a pleasure to have you on the Newsmaker Line. First off, Peggy Morris, you are the founder and the president of Sister for Sisters Network. Tell us about who you are and how you got started.
Wow. Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead, Peggy. You had a difficult getting you on the air, but go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I'm the president and founder of a wonderful women's organization based in Prince George's County, Sisters for Sisters Network Incorporated. I formed the organization. We're actually going into our 20th year. And basically the platform that we have created is basically to bring women together, just to empower them, just to have a platform to celebrate each other and recognize the achievement that each of these women are doing right in their own community.
Excellent. Now, that was something that you had the vision to do, or how did you come up with the concept to even have this vision to get it started? What did you do?
Well, you know, it all based from my relationship with five sisters. I grew up in East Baltimore, right down the street from Johns Hopkins Hospital. And, you know, my father always taught us, no matter what, you stick together. And so from that premise, that's how we operated. We traveled together. We went to dinner together. We, you know, did fashion shows together. We just basically loved up on each other. And it just stemmed from that. But what happened, I moved from Baltimore to Prince George's County back in 1979. And what I noticed from corporate America, women were not supporting each other. Women were not being each other's cheerleader. And I was missing that. And so I said to myself, one day, I didn't know when it was, I wanted to do something where I could bring women together and have a platform that we can celebrate and share and support one another. And, you know, I always say you got to be careful for what you ask for.
Because it may come true.
It did come true.
What does it take for women to get together and to coalesce together and to be in tune to each other without having problems? It's a perception that women tend to not get along at some time, or they're in competition with each other. Is that a true statement, or is that something that you're not experiencing?
Well, I'll be honest with you. No, I don't experience that. One of the things I do make a note that when you come into our organization, all that negativity and all that negative vibe stops at the front door. Okay? You don't bring it into our space. And so that's what happens. It's like women come in, they know for a fact that this is how we operate. And they know that it's once you walk in the space, you get this energy that you know that you're in the right place, okay? And you know that the energy, it's about who we are. So that negativity does not seep in into our space.
That is wonderful, wonderful. To have a non-negative organization where people aren't competing with each other or backstabbing each other or negative vibes with each other, because that tears apart a lot of women organizations and men organizations also, but mainly happens a lot in the D.C. area where organizations start out, they seem to be going strong, and then they fade out. But your organization has been around for how many years?
We're actually going into our 20th anniversary next year.
Oh, fantastic. Let's ring the bell. 20 years. I mean, come
20
on.
20 years.
I mean,
I can't even believe it.
What an accomplishment. What an accomplishment. 20 years. Oh,
yeah.
My God. That is fantastic. Peggy, you have to take your own hat off, because to do something to that man, and then you have really catapulted so many women in the area to another level just by being a part of your organization. I remember a while back, y'all went to Atlanta, I think it was, to see George Frazier. Tell us about how that
yes.
came about.
Well, you know what? I always love to talk about that situation. It was actually two people, two gentlemen that changed my life. And that, you know, you have to really sometimes go back into the root of whatever conversation you're having, just to go back and think about where all this came from. Okay? And so, you know, I have to applaud, take you where I'm going with this. I used to work for MCI WorldCom. And if you remember back in 2000, the company folded, and they laid off about 19,000 employees. And I was one of them. And I said, let me be the first on the list to go. Had no clue, had no idea where I was going, what I was going to be doing, what was going to be my next venture in my life. And there was a book in this bookstore called A Setup is a Setback for Us. I'm sorry, let me get it right. A Setback is a Setup for a Comeback, Dr. Willie Jolly.
Willie Jolly.
And I had enough money to buy lunch and to buy the book. And I bought the book, sat there and read the book. And before I knew it, I was sitting in his workshop in Washington, D.C., in Southeast. And he told us about this Power Networking Conference that was going to be in Cleveland, Ohio. He said, look, guys, you need to be there. And I was sitting in the room with a woman that I went to Morgan State, Sharon Bullock. She had a friend. I had a friend, which was actually my cousin. And that's where the four comes in our name. It was four of us who together showed up at the BWI airport, ready for our flight to Cleveland to this very powerful conference. And so we stood in the airport and came up with our mission statement, our vision, everything we wanted to do to bring women together, and not knowing that this was going to come into fruition, and it happened. Went to this conference. First thing people asked, well, who are you? Because I guess we kind of stood out because there's four of us. And my cousin is very tall in stature, so people, like, kind of gravitated to her. And so we would tell them, hey, we're Sisters, Four Sisters Network, not knowing that we were going to come back to Maryland and get our name incorporated. And we became Sisters, Four Sisters Network Incorporated.
Wow. Wow. And you still have contact with those individuals today, because Sharon Bullock is a now publisher, and she had a boutique, and she did all kinds
mm-hmm.
of things.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, one of my advertisers and supporters celebrating my 45 years of publishing, because she had a beautiful boutique in Silver Spring.
Yeah.
And now she has an awesome book coming. So she's been an innovator
for a long time. Sharon is actually the co-founder. It was
she's
the two
co-founder.
Of us.
I didn't know
yes,
that.
She is actually the co-founder, yes. So she's the vice president. I'm the president. She's the vice president.
That is serious information, because this is what it's about, pulling your eyelids open. This is what the podcast is about. We pull your eyelids open. So now we've got the inside scoop on Sharon. She's now the vice president of, no wonder she's so active and so in tune to your organization. She's more than a member. She is the vice president.
Yeah.
But you have two, between you and her, you are so professional. And I want to commend you again. Let's ring the bell for your professionalism, because you are so organized and so professional with what you do.
Oh.
And then And then when you walk in a room, your presence and your aura, not only your beauty, but your fashionable aspects of what you wear and then your conversation, everything about you says, you. I know women want to look at you and say, we want to be a part of this organization. Tell us about some of the things that you had done with the organization.
Well, you know, the beautiful thing about what I do, I've been blessed. And I always make that known that, you know, if you just sit and wait, God will deliver what you need. And I have been fortunate enough to have an awesome spouse. When you have your spouse who understands what you're about and what your mission is and what you want to do to make a difference, that makes a difference, because you got to make sure that he understands what you're doing, because that can be sometimes can be a conflict. You understand what I'm talking about? So
well,
I
understand that because I hear that from a lot of ladies who are successful and then their spouse does not want to appreciate the success, or they get envy of the success, or they don't come with the success, and sometimes
exactly.
It breaks up marriages. It breaks
yes.
up a marriage. But by you being – see, what happened with you, Peggy, not only are you a woman of class and a woman of intelligence, but you're somebody who – don't hurt nobody's eyes, and your husband looking at you and saying, "Wow, I got the triple factor here. I hit the triple factor. I mean, not only is she intelligent, she's a great spouse. You know, whatever he looks at you, he's proud to be with you. And that's the essence of a marriage or a relationship. You know, you want to look at someone who you're proud of and you appreciate, and they show
exactly.
well when they come out, and you do all that. So he, I mean, anytime you excel, he excels, because he can look and say, "That's my wife. That's my lady. That's my queen." You know, and you have that aura about you that makes people feel that your relationship is good. A lot of women look at you and would like to have what you have. You know, during the pandemic right now, with the pandemic, people realize more than ever if you're spouseless. If you're spouseless during the pandemic, people realize nobody wants to take the mask off for me. Not nobody. I'm in this house. But when you have someone who can take their mask off for you during the pandemic, and then you can say, "This is my husband, my spouse, my woman, mm-hmm. my man in my life," that you have something that women strive for. But then you go beyond the home of your home and your what they call essence of your life, and you come out of that and give to the world and other women to uplift them and to make them to be better, to maybe if they don't have a spouse, they can draw a spouse, and they can be someone
exactly.
who is actually a woman of class. So you have all that going for you. That's why I say it's an honor and a pleasure to have you on this podcast to pull the eyelids open. It's pulling your eyelids open early in the morning to information that's power, information
yes.
that will take you to another level. Tell us what your organization's website is and how to get in touch with you.
Yeah, our website is Sisters, S-I-S-T-E-R-S, the number 4, sistersnetwork.org. We love women who understand that we must come together to support one another. And when we come together like that, then we can make a difference. We can make a dent in our community. If you think we have had problems before COVID, look at what we got now. And this is a perfect time for us to come together, because we can come and make a difference. Because what we're doing in our organization, we're looking at issues like domestic violence. We're looking at issues like health and wellness, because this is what the conversation began to turn around. Because initially we were just talking about entrepreneurship, because we wanted women to have their own and to support each other and to push each up, elevate them. And so then the conversation began to talk about, you know, how do we handle our situation with our young kids, mentoring them, and what about health and wellness, and what about the issues that we deal with domestic violence. We always kept the entrepreneur piece and that spirit in our network, but we had to start turning and looking at the conversation a little bit different. And so being able to do all that and be advocates for each other is what we do. That's
well, that is a really good concept for your organization, but what you said is so true. Now women and men, but women definitely need to be talking about health and wellness, but domestic violence has always been a pet peeve of mine. By me being a PG County police officer,
yes.
I had to deal with that on a daily basis. And I took that to heart from a male perspective to make sure that we empower women to understand what they got instead of calling what it's not. And I wrote, you know, two books, Is He Your Man or Is Your Head in the Sand? But I want to make sure, like you're talking about, your organization really is handling that domestic violence situation. You can't, you know, do you realize, Peggy, that domestic violence has elevated because of the pandemic?
That's
because
what I'm talking
about. Because of the pandemic. People now, if you had the pandemic, don't make you better in some cases. It just brings out who you are. So if you are in a relationship with somebody and you didn't like them no way, and all of a sudden you're now stuck with them in the house with them,
it's fuel for
domestic violence. And you've got people that are being locked up and people are being assaulting women and people have killed women during the pandemic.
Yes,
so
yes.
Domestic violence is something that your organization definitely is touching upon because it's needed. You would think that because of all the information that's out, you know, Domestic Violence Month, you know, all these things that are out, that women would look at relationships with a open eye and not get involved with domestic violence. But people don't look deep before they leap. They still get involved with people who is not their man. That's what I say. You got to look deep before you leap. You got to look at the situation and say, is this man a man? First off, is he going to be my man? That's why.
Exactly.
You have something, when you can talk to women in your organization about relationship, about marriage, about entrepreneur, all this stuff you have done, and you're still doing it. Well, look at you today. And 20 years of marriage and organization and all the things that you have accomplished, but look at you. You're still standing strong, but
still
you're going
standing
outside of your comfort zone and reaching to help others. So it's open membership. You have opportunity that they can join today?
Yeah, we love all the talent that we have in our network, and that's the beautiful thing. But, you know, women are looking for, you know, opportunities. Women are looking for means to do business with each other. And so I say to them, you know, work within our network. Work with the women that can support you and you support them. And that's what we do.
Now, that's really – how come you can accomplish that and men can't accomplish that? Why we have a problem with that? Why can't we have an organization that we support? Seems like I've been doing this magazine for 45 years. It's still very difficult to get men or individuals to support what you do. They don't understand the essence of each other supporting each other and uplifting each other and getting the business to go to another level. I mean, I look at the magazine myself and say it could have been way bigger, way more, you know, powerful if all the people that I know, if all the people that come to the events that I have would just say, let's buy an ad or let's support the magazine. It don't work like that. But your organization seems to have a core of women that you handpicked, that you decided to let in your organization, but they came in with the right frame of mind, and they stayed. They came with the right frame of mind. How did you – did you have seminars, works? How did you get these people in the right frame of mind?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody is not there and ready to go on the journey with you at the same time. I come to a conclusion over 20 years to realize that. It could be other reasons why, and you don't know, and people drop off. But what is happening now is they're coming back. And it could be timing. It could be family. It could be so many factors that people dropped off and didn't continue the journey with us. And I have in this organization, women that have been with us from day one. You know, and there are women who have come in and left because we provided that platform, the flexibility to come in and out, you know, because it was all about networking and coming in, capture what you needed, and then you went about your business. But what we decided to do was to kind of change that platform. It's like when you come in, be ready to do the work. Be ready to stick in with us on this journey, and that this is what we want to do. You have to stay with us to make a difference in what we do and what we're going to do for the community. So the women, they get it. Once we share with them our mission and vision, we ask them, make a commitment, make a pledge that you're ready to take a journey with us on this amazing journey of just connecting, just getting out there to learn something new. I make it a policy that I want to learn something new every day. When I lay my head down, I want to say, you know what, I learned something today. Something you said today, Russell, could be something that I did not know that can add value to me, because when I do that, I can add value to someone else by sharing the same information, maybe not in the same way you gave it to me, but I can give it to someone else.
Well, that's been the policy of my life from day one. I make it a point to learn something new. I make it a point to read somebody's lifestyle or somebody's story, or meet people. I mean, that's how I started Russell's News. I came here in 1972 and started the magazine in 73, 74. And when I started the magazine, I wanted to meet new people, and I would walk up to people cold just to get to know the person. I don't care whether they were a congressman, whether they were the president of the United States. I didn't care what they was. I wanted to each take their hand and put a card in their hand and talk to them and let them tell me something that I could learn from them. How did you get to be there? You know, how did you get to be what you are? I mean, that's one of the best things in life is to learn from other people. It's like you.
Yes.
I wanted to have you on this podcast because I want you to tell your story, how you got to be there. And like you say, you learn something new when you talk to people and they tell their story. Their story impacts you, and you
mm-hmm.
have a story to tell. And I'm quite mm-hmm. sure there's a book coming out one day for you. I'm quite sure you're writing your own book. But you have
information
that
people want to know.
It's funny
you say
that.
Let me share this with you. We are in the process of and we did exactly that. I guess we were kind of pushed into the idea of putting a book together. It's going to be coming out in a couple of weeks, maybe by before Mother's Day. It's entitled The Power of Sisterhood. Can you believe that?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
And
that's awesome.
Stories.
The Power of Sisterhood.
Mm-hmm. The ladies in the organization have stepped up, and they are sharing their story. They're telling their story and how the organization has added value to their lives, how they have been engaged in coming in, and then being part of the Power Networking Conference with Dr. George Frazier, how that alone had empowered them to take them into their destiny of maybe starting a business or starting a new career. You have to be around the right people, Russell, to be empowered. And so this is what we try to do.
Well, you know, the slogan I always say is association means something. Who you associate with means something. Either they become like you or you become like them. So you can't go through life being associated with the wrong people. And that's what your organization is about. It's the association with each other. Look at this new book coming out, The Power of Sisterhood. But you have women who are writing chapters in that book that can testify where they've been before they came in and where they are now that they're in and where they're going. So that's a powerful book.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I'm excited. The ladies that are a part of this project is very excited. So I will definitely make sure you, my friend, will receive a copy of our book.
Oh, fantastic. And I will do everything possible with my network and my marketing power, because I'm the king of all marketing, Peggy. Nobody can outmarket the King Russell. I've been doing it for 45 years, you know, and I make sure people, I brand people, drive people to seats, and drive people to websites. I mean, this is what I do. That's my claim to fame. And I've been doing it for over 45 years, and I want to keep doing it. Anything I can impact someone's life, that's why this podcast is so powerful. We're going to put this podcast all over social media. The link will be up. Anyone can hear it over and over again, and they can learn what you do and how you do it and what you want to do with people that still come in. And there's so many people that need your organization, women that need your organization. They're now been sitting at home during the pandemic, and they're looking for how to empower their life.
Well, Russell, I want to say it's because of you that you connected me to Dr. Renee Allen. God, I'm sure it's probably been about 15, maybe almost 20 years. Remember over at Hampton Mall?
Over at Hampton Mall. I had a boutique over there. I had a banquet hall over there. I had a banquet hall over there for almost 8 years. I had a banquet hall there.
Yes.
And you came to
one
of my events.
That's where
we met. Wow. And I was impressed with you the first day I saw you. I knew you were someone special because, I tell you, it's the way you carry yourself. Peggy, it's the way you carry yourself and the aura of you. It's the Peggy aura. I mean, when you come into a room, I mean, and you don't do much. I mean, you don't have to do nothing. It's not like you are, you know, flamboyant or something like that. What you do is you walk in a room and they say, a lady's walking in. I mean, anybody can look. There's a lady walking in. And then when you... the way you network with people and you talk to people, and you're such a pleasant. And I like the fact that when I met you, you gravitated to, and you became friends with Renee. And Renee was already in her entrepreneurial spirit, and you took her to another level. You took her to another whole level by being an organization. Yeah,
well,
she took me to another level too.
I have to applaud her as well. I mean, another genuine spirit is Dr. Renee Allen. You know, if you really want a true sister and a true sister friend, it's Dr. Renee Allen. And there are so many beautiful women like Sharon Bullock and Lakey Forrest Cosby and Terry Tabor. There's so many women in this network that bring the energy when they come into the door. And I guess, you know, when you got that energy in the room, you can't cut it with a knife.
Oh no! And the energy and the who you are, it's like you want to make a presence and you want to give out to people that you can do something, not only for them but their organization, their business. That's what my claim to fame was. I was going to help your business, your motivational speaking, your organization, whatever we can do to catapult your name to another level. That's what we want to do. And when people know who you are, I mean, people should look at you and know who you are by what they see. And what your name should be, your brand should be like that.
Your brand.
Sister Persistence Network. Yeah, that brand is – people don't realize the power of a brand. And that's what you and your organization have done. You have a brand. When you say Sister for Sisters Network Incorporated, it's a brand.
Well, you know,
and
Russell,
people know that name.
The name was based out of – sisters being there for another sister. That was the whole concept of just loving up, sharing information, willing to listen. Sometimes people don't need a whole lot, but if you're willing to listen, you'll be surprised how much that makes a difference in someone's lives.
I agree totally. To listen to someone, and you never know what they can offer you by their story and what they know or who they know. Because people, this networking thing is powerful. Who you know, what you know, and how you know it is powerful to people that don't know something. And that's why I try to make sure I teach people what marketing is about, what the Internet's about, what social marketing is about. Because people in 2021 still don't know. They really don't know. We got some callers on the air. I want to bring somebody up if they want to talk to you right now because they're listening. Caller, you on the air. Air code 203, you on the air. Go ahead.
My. Come on now. Woo-hoo.
Pull those eyes open, Russell. Yeah.
Say hello to Peggy Morris.
This is Dr. Renee Allen, and I was invited by Peggy to come on, although I listen to you all the time, because Madam President Peggy Morris is all that, what you have said, Russell. And she's someone who has become a true sister. And when I say, well, sister with the A, not to me. And Mar Bell has another daughter. And her husband, when you talk about her husband, don't mess with Bill. Or Molly, that's a little four-legged daughter, little Molly Cocker Spaniel. But we have had so much fun in Sisters for Sisters Network, and I just want to say this because I didn't hear this, and it's so important that people remember the network. And Russell, thank you for remembering to say network, because there's other organizations that are wonderful, but if you forget the network, you get us confused. And so saying the network separates us from everyone, right, Peg?
Correct, Renee. I was so proud when Russell did say Sisters for Sisters Network, because the network is the key. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Renee, I want to give you a ring on the bell, because she was so impressed with you, and I really didn't realize that she met me. You met her through me. That was a plus for me.
We were at your love session or something you were giving. There was a full hotel room. And I had known Peggy, but we didn't meet and connect forever until the trailblazer himself, Russell Price. Come on now.
Oh, that's nice. But look how far we come, Renee. Tell us, Renee, what was so impressed about Peggy to you?
Oh, don't play with me. We've been on this phone about 4 hours. Look, first of all, Russell, you're a trailblazer. You've helped everyone. People have mimicked you. They have their eyes on you for over 50, 60 years, you know. So when it comes to Peggy, let me tell y'all something. Oh, my goodness. Edgar Brookins, Mr. D.C. of the Afro newspaper, and the late Sheila Stewart, our dear, beloved friend from Radio 1, invited me to this event in which I did not know Peggy was giving. It was out at the Green Turtle over 12 years ago. Oh, my goodness, and it changed my life because I was going through a lot of stuff. And because this is Peggy's interview, I'm not going to go into all that, but I was going through hell. And I connected to Lakey Forest Cosby, their treasurer, and then saw Peggy, saw Sharon, saw all these wonderful women, and I have never looked back. And I thank Edgar Brookins and Sheila Stork. I'm indebted to them because no matter what I do, I will be with this organization in some capacity. Right now, I'm the secretary, I'm the historian, I'm the PR, and I'm their official host. So I emcee most of what they do. And it's like a part of my life. It's just there. It's like your arm, you know. And I love how they help women to connect. And you can't touch everyone. Like Peggy said, there's timing. You know, look, George Frazier says you're not the same person at 20, 30, 40, 50. People
grow, right,
like Peggy said. But the bottom line is we're not going anywhere. So people are coming back, like Peggy said, and we're there. And we, you know, whether it's a PhD, a 501c3, or, you know, GED, we don't judge. Come on now. We want to take people to the
next level.
It's called trajectory, and we edify. That's my word, Peggy done stole it, but we edify.
Well, Peggy has been a trailblazer herself. And like you say, she's somebody who represents the company well. When she says she's the president and the founder, two titles, president and founder of Sister for Sisters Network Incorporated, and she holds
both titles. There's one more, Russell.
What's the other title?
The godmother of Prince George's County.
Well, she's connected to PG County. She knows all the movers and the shakers, the heavy hitters. I mean, she's connected. I'm quite sure she can pick the phone up and call also, Brooks, if she had to. I mean, she knows the people.
Yes, she can. And a lot of our partners, one of which I served in the United States Navy with, is Delegate Daryl Barnes. He's one of our most loyal partners. But Peggy, talk about the partners.
Yeah, oh, my God, could I begin? I was making a list just last night of the partners that we have within the organization and then partners outside of the organization. So we're going to post that on our website as well. But as I began to start writing, I'm like, oh, my God, here's another one, here's another one, here's another one. And so that's what it's all about. You got to have a network within the network and a network outside of the network to really support each other.
That's the key. You have to have – we just launched a new patron YouTube channel. And I tell people all the time, if you don't have partners and patrons and people to do things, you can't get things done. You can't do it by yourself. You have to – I mean, that's why, you know, 45 years of publishing, it's people like Dr. Renee Allen and Sisters Sisters Network and you know, Incorporated, people who have supported me throughout the years. I've had advertisers that's been with me for 45 years. Started out when the magazine was not even in existence, and they bought an ad before it was even printed. Those are the people that you need. People like you and your organization, you have people who've been with you for 45 years. I mean, for all the years that you've been in business, you've had people 20 years. So you had people that have been with you for 20 years, and those people are looking at how you grew, how you're growing, and what's happening now in the future. But that's a blessing, a true blessing.
Yes, oh, no doubt about it.
So give us some upcoming things. You talk about the book that's upcoming. What are some of the other things that's going to be upcoming, Peggy, that you got your pulse on?
Well, you know, Russell, one of the things that we have done, and this has been for the past, we're going into our 20th year next year, but for the whole duration of this organization, we have done two events. And we do what is known as our Sister Circle Business Network Meetup. That's on, it originally was on the first Tuesday, but we moved it to the first Monday. And what that is, it's a platform for women that are business owners or women who inspire to start a business or just have an idea that they want to start a business. You need to be in that environment where the language is the same. You're talking business. You're talking about partnerships. You're talking about relationships. You're talking about people, okay, connections. Then you need to be in that room, in that space. So on every first Monday, that's what we do. We come together for a Sister Circle Business Network Meetup. And because of what's going on, we're doing everything virtual. And it still works. It still works. So, and then on the third Sunday, we come together again, which is what we call our networking experience. We want you to experience something. So that's what we call, that we do on the third Sunday from 3 to 5 p.m. And again, we have a guest speaker. We have women that come in to share their story, because we all learn from each other's story. Every one of us have experienced something. Some could be traumatic. Some may not. Some might be good stories. Some might be bad stories. But from all that, we learn something, and that we take that and share with each other, because it might be something, for example, your great-great-grandson might be looking for a job, okay? And it's not through you and I. It could be through someone else that can add value to make sure that he makes the connection, the job that he's looking for. So I always say you have to be in the room. If you're not in the room, what need for you to be not in the room? You need to be in there where the information and the resources and the contact is to make it happen.
That's a great, great, great event that you put together. Those, both of those events are powerful, even during the pandemic. It is powerful because people are trying to start a business. There's a lot of women that want to start a business. They don't know how to start the business, or they don't know what their gift is. And I keep emphasizing to so many people, everybody has a gift. Whatever you do, you can do if you do it. And people don't realize that they have a gift. I mean, it
they
can be simple as making lemon meringue pie. If you can make a good lemon meringue pie, somebody wants that pie. But
somebody
you have
wants
to let
that
them
pie.
Know that you make a good lemon meringue pie. You got to know, people got to know what you do. And then you have that organization and that event to put them in that circle where they can find out what each other does, and then you can catapult them to doing what they need to do to make it come to pass, to make it be for real.
Yeah, and it's all about, you know, being in the room, sharing your story. See, a lot of problems with women has been that they sit on stuff, okay? They don't want to share because, oh, if I share, then, oh, they're going to run with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We need to change the mindset. When you change the mindset that people are out here to help you, not to take it from you, okay? You got to be smart enough how to handle your business. If you know how to handle your business, you're not going to give so much of it away anyway. So know your business.
But
why do people think
that someone's going to steal their idea? I never quite understood that concept. That
insecurity.
They can steal your idea.
Insecurity is the word.
Go ahead.
Insecurity is the word.
Insecurity is the word. Okay, because do you know how long I've been doing this? And I never once thought about somebody stealing it. They could try, but when you have a brand, when you are who you are, they can steal the concept. They can do what you do, but they can't do you. They can't do you. So when I don't care what people try to steal my concept or what I've created. I mean, I can create something tomorrow. My mind is just that creative. So if I do one thing, they say, I'm going to steal that. I'm going to do what Russell do. Okay, but you're not Russell. So when somebody sees it, they say,
right.
Well, that's Russell. Russell did that before. I tell people, don't be afraid of somebody stealing something from you. Just be who you are.
See,
like, who
Russell,
can steal Peggy Morris? Could you realize somebody trying to steal Peggy Morris? Who can steal Peggy Morris?
Nobody.
Peggy. First off, they don't check all the boxes. See, they can come up with, they can say, well, I'm going to steal Peggy Morris. I'm going to be a Peggy Morris. You can't be a Peggy Morris because, first off, you won't check all the boxes. When you come to a certain box, they say, oh, you know what? I'm an entrepreneur. I check that box. Oh, you know what? I got my own business. Let me check that box. Oh, I can dress well. Let me check that box. Then they say, do I got a spouse? I can't check that box.
One box they won't have, Russell, is her patience and empathy for people. They can check every other box, but it will not be the patience and empathy. And I'm
going to tell
you,
they'll never
be. Network.
They'll never be able to check the boxes. That's why I say, don't worry about somebody stealing your concept. They can't steal you. They just can't do it.
That's so true.
This has been one good interview, one pulling your eyelids open this morning. We have learned so much about Peggy and about the organization and about we got two of the most awesome women on the line, right? I'm so happy you called in, Dr. Renee Allen, because she brought your name up Friday. You called in.
We wanted to surprise you.
So I just want to say one last thing, y'all. Peggy Morris and Sisters for Sisters Network is interrupting the stigma that women, especially women of color, cannot get along and work together. This organization is life-changing. Anyone who comes in that does not mirror what we're about eventually gets weaned out. We don't kick anybody out, but they will feel very uncomfortable. Bam, boom, ta-da.
They be gone. But you kept the organization. How strong are you? What's the numbers of the women in the how strong are you? How many women do you have in your organization?
Well, Russell, you know, we have had so many women that have connected. Now, there's a difference in being connected and then being a member, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Being connected means coming in, you know, capturing information from other women, supporting other women. That's one thing. But when you talk about unity and being a member, that's another thing. And right now, we have women from New Jersey. We have women from Delaware, Baltimore. Baltimore is our hometown, so that's our sister circle, chapter there that we're building up. And we got women from Houston, Texas. We have women all around because of the Power Networking Conference. Women in Atlanta, Georgia. Women in Cleveland. Women. We have some connections. Let me put it that way. Okay. And so, to answer your question, what is the membership? Within our organization here in Prince George's County, I can say we have a solid 100 women.
Oh, that's good.
Maybe
that's
less.
Good. That's,
maybe
that's,
99,
that's,
but
that's,
we're
that's
there.
That's going to grow. But that's 100 women the Magnificent 100, that those people are with you. You know, there has been churches started with 100 people.
Yeah,
and the church
yeah.
grew to be a mega. I mean, 100, if you get 100 people that really care about you and care about your organization, that's a good, solid foundation of members. That's all you need to start, to get the thing
yeah.
rolling.
Well,
yeah.
Russell, she didn't say this. There's another almost 400 that come and go who might just come every now and then to
uh-huh.
a meeting, who might just be on the constant contact. We have another almost 400 like that.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh
wow.
More than that.
Wow.
More than that.
But you know what makes you also so powerful? Also, like I want to reiterate this again, is the professionalism and the organization of your organization.
Thank you so much.
I attribute that to Peggy, the founder and the president, because she surrounded herself with people who are thorough. They are organized. They are, you know, they're not people who just do sloppy stuff. They basically come in your organization and they bring their best with them. You know, I mean, like you say, like the vice president, Sharon Bullock. The very first
mm-hmm.
time I met her was at her boutique in Silver Spring.
Yeah,
she was
Silver
professional.
Spring, yeah.
She was professional when she came to the door and let me in. And then she started doing the fashion shows, but they were all professional things. Professional,
yes.
You know, she just this
first
boutique
class.
And this boutique, but she was first class, first class. and then Renee, you there's nobody when they say a hostess or a mistress of ceremony. I mean, you have the flair. It's something about when you walk up to the mic and when your fingers, that's going to be manicured and going to be, you know, what do you call lotion down, when you pull that mic and your hand and your lipstick and everything comes and you start speaking, they say that is the mistress of ceremony. I've watched you host a lot of things, Doc, over the years. You know, Renee has hosted so many events over the years, and she's invited me to a lot of things that she hosted, but she's professional each thing she hosted. She's even spoken my events, and you know, it's just that, you know, so it's people like what you have in organization, Peggy. You have a core of women that
mm-hmm.
are exceptional women, and they represent
yes.
the organization well. So that's what you have.
Well, you had, Doctor,
you
had Dr. Hattie Washington on, I believe, yesterday. She's
oh, yes.
another
yeah,
member
great
of
woman.
The organization, and actually she is my cousin. And how did I find out that she was my cousin? Is by networking, okay?
Mm.
By people showing up, being lucky to be in the same room. So that's why I say you got to be
wow.
careful how you treat people, Russell, okay?
You don't know who's who.
You don't know who you're sitting beside that can add value to what you're doing. So you got to be careful what comes out of
Hattie
your mouth.
Dr. Hattie Washington is an exceptional woman herself. That's why I had her on
yes,
yesterday.
Yes, she is.
Because
yes.
she's been phenomenal with her books and things that she does is just. I've been on her a long time, also over 20 years.
Yeah.
And she's been you know, not only inspirational with the magazine, but I've spotlighted. We did an event. I wonder if Renee was there. We did an event down at the Marriott when they first opened up the new Marriott, and we did an award ceremony giving people who were legacy, living legacy awards, and we gave Dr. Hattie Watson award that day, and that was a phenomenal event. We had Travis Winky from Baltimore. It was a really, really good event.
From Baltimore, yes.
but she's always been professional. She was an inspiration to me trying to write more books because she was writing books for real, for real, for real. I mean, years
for real,
ago, she
yes.
wrote a lot of books. Yeah, she was a real publisher. You know, she was really doing some serious novels, and that's what it's all about. So everybody now, I can't wait for your new book to come out, Peggy. That's going to be another book that's going to change women's lives. And
yeah,
the
that's
the
what
DMZ.
We wanted. We want to happen. We wanted to let women know that we all have a gift. You just have to determine to figure out what it is. Once you determine what it is, then you must cultivate that relationship and cultivate
mm-hmm.
that talent and be willing to share with others. And life will be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
Peggy,
want life to be good.
Washington a shout out since she has her audio book out on her website.
Yes,
repeat
coming
that
up. She did that yesterday morning.
Audio,
she gave a shout out about an audio book, and it's $4.99 right now on her website. It's a $22 book, but you can get it for $4.99 now. And she did the whole audio herself. And that's commendable.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't, I know I couldn't read no audio in my book. I couldn't do it. I had to have somebody
professional
do it.
It's called Driven to Succeed. And she did an amazing job on it. I'm so proud of her.
Me too.
Well, I tell you, both of you, I mean, you have something that is so, I can't even explain to you what y'all have. But Peggy Morris, I want to thank you for even doing this podcast, but you have enlightened
many
people. And I want to tell you right now, I ring the bell for you over and over again every day. I thank God every day that he crossed the path of my life with your life. So give us your closing statements, Peggy. Peggy, give us your closing statement.
Russell, thank you so much. That means so much from a male's perspective of those who are watching. Who's really watching? Who noticed that you're even making a difference in the community? Who's noticing whether or not you're even changing lives? And sometimes I wake up and I'm like saying, Lord, why am I doing what I am doing? What gives me the energy to do it another day? And then it's people like you who say what you say that inspires me to do it again and to do it tomorrow, because you don't know how you're impacting others. So I just want to say I salute you, my brother.
Mm-hmm.
I salute you, and I say continue to bring people on this platform that can tell their story, because you don't know who they're going to impact or who they're going to change their lives, or it could be your mother, your brother, your sister. You don't know until it happens, and then they can tell their story. So we must continue. We must work together to support each other, to if you know of someone that can add value to what our platform, send them our way. If I know of someone that can add value to your platform, I'm going to send it your way. That's the way you do it.
No question. Well, I appreciate you both, and definitely, Peggy, I appreciate you for being on the podcast. This is the ultimate podcast in the DMV. Do you realize we've been doing this podcast over 25 years?
Yes.
Before anybody knew what a podcast was, we have elevated this thing to a point where even, like I say, Facebook, Twitter, people didn't want to do that 20 years ago. You know, 15 years ago, when Facebook first started, they didn't want that. But black people look at me like, don't put me on Facebook. But now we know what this thing is about, and now my podcast has got an audience. I tell people over the last 45 years, we've touched over 1 million people with the magazine, the podcast. It's a beautiful thing, and your name is. And like I tell people, when your name becomes household like Clorox, when people say, "Who's that?" Oh, that's Russell. They know you, and they know, like, one name.
By first
share.
Name only. They don't have to say
first
the
name only. When
the
they
last
say,
name.
I know Russell, you know, because you've been doing it 45 years. So, again, I want to thank you, and we're gonna make sure that everybody knows about your organization and knows what you do.
Please.
And know who you are and how you do it. But it's been a pleasure and an honor, and you truly are on fire. Again, this
thank
is Russell
you so
Price,
much.
The publisher. Be There Magazine, we're celebrating 45 years. The name of the podcast, the ultimate podcast, is Pulling Your Eyelids Open. See you tomorrow morning. We'll be here tomorrow morning, pulling your eyelids open, and she's on fire.
Thanks.
Thanks, Russell.